It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If you use the word fuddy-duddy, young people might just think you are one.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
Fuddy-duddy, eh? What brought this up?
This came up for me because I used the word in class, and I could tell by the expressions on my students' faces that they did not know what I was talking about. So I stopped and I said, do you all know what a fuddy-duddy is? And out of a class of 100, about 10 knew what a fuddy-duddy was, and the rest of them said, I've never heard that term. So I explained it's an old-fashioned person, and they just looked at me like I was an old-fashioned person.
So where does fuddy-duddy come from?
You're going to love this, Rena. We don't know.
Oh, good.
It shows up in the OED 1904. It's American slang. And what I was surprised to see was that over the course of the 20th century, it actually increases in usage quite steadily. In Google Books, it shows a drop after about 2000. So I don't know why my students had never heard of this word. But there are other words that may also be falling out of fashion, such as nincompoop.
I love that word. What's the history of that?
Once again, we don't know. It shows up early. Nincompoop first shows up in English in 1673. It hits a high in usage, 1930s to 1950s. It is now in competition also with nitwit.
Another one of my favorites, thanks to the Three Stooges. That's great stuff. But what is a nincompoop?
Well, a nincompoop and a nitwit are all words for silly or foolish people. And nitwit goes back to Shakespeare's time, and it is someone whose wit is like a nit's, so a very small mind or wit. And its popularity also peaks 1940s, 1950s, and it is now in competition with nincompoop. The word that is on the rise that I would say to watch for is knucklehead.
Yes, another one.
Which shows up in 1944 and is still on the rise.
Another Three Stooges. Yay.
Exactly.
Fabulous. Now, when we first started talking about this, you brought up the word snappy. And again, in your classroom, that was a source of confusion for people.
It was actually a colleague of mine who said that she had written on a student's paper that his writing was snappy, and she meant that in a good way. And the student came to her office and said, do I sound angry? And she hadn't realized that the use of snappy to mean clever or smart might not be the meaning that her students had, where they may have encountered it to mean both quick, but also maybe snappish, as in angry. And the word snappy has meant snappish for most of its history.
But then there's also snappy dresser, as you are.
Why, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for everything, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.